Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Het, Mishnah Gimel. So, continuing off of the topic of the last Mishnah, where we said that an Am Ha'aretz is believed if he claims that the produce that he has with him is coming from one of the Matanot Aniyim, from a gift to the poor, and the repercussions would be that this type of produce is exempt from giving Terumot U'Ma'asrot, but only, we qualified it to say, that only on the types of items that are normally given as such a gift to the poor. And now we'll list the examples that we're talking about. So, a poor Am Ha'aretz is believed, if he claims, Mishnah, Ne'emanin ala Hitin, is believed to say that the wheat that he has in his hands was given to him as a gift from the poor, or it's Leket Shecha in Pe'ah. Ve'en Ne'emanin ala Kemach ve'lo ala Pat. But he's not believed if he claims that here I have this sack of flour, or I have this bread that was a gift to the poor, because usually when gifts to the poor are distributed, they're only distributed as wheat, but they're not distributed post-processing into flour or after it's baked into bread. Ne'emanin ala se'ora shel orez ve'en ne'emanin ala ben hay ben mevushal. We believe somebody if he has rice that was given to him as a one of the matanot Aniyim, or if he claims that it's leket shicha or pe'ah of rice, but that's only if it's rice in its hull, while it's still unprocessed. But if it's processed, and it's the hulls, which means the hulls have been removed, whether it's raw or cooked, high or mevushal, no matter what, we do not believe him. We do not believe him whatsoever, because rice is given to the poor usually while it's still in the hull and unprocessed. So over here, if the Ani is claiming that the processing already happened before it was given to him, we don't believe him, and therefore Terumot U'Ma'asrot have to be given. Ne'emanin ala pul ve'en ne'emanin ala gerisin lo hayim ve'lo mevushalin. We believe a Ani if he claims that he was given whole beans, and therefore, whole beans as either leket shicha and pe'ah, or one of the matanot aniim, ma'aser ani, but only if it's a whole bean, which is pool. But we don't believe him if he's saying it was gerisin, it was crushed beans, whether they were raw or they were cooked, again, because normally these beans are given to the poor while they are already whole. But there's one exception over here, which the Mishnah is going to bring out. Ne'emanin al ha-shemen lomar shel ma'aser anihu. We believe a poor person to say that olive oil was given to him as ma'aser ani during the third and sixth year, where a person has to give 10% of his produce to an ani. We believe a poor person to say he already received processed olives, which is oil, because the common way for a person to deal with all the olives he had was he wasn't necessarily eating so many olives. So he would process all of the olives, make a tremendous amount of olive oil, and then give 10% of the olive oil to a poor person. So that was common, to have processed olives and oil and give it to a poor person. So therefore we believe the Ani if he claims that he has oil. But we do not believe the Ani if he claims that this is olive oil that came from shicha, that a person forgot a pile of olives in his field, and I got them, and this is shemen that I got from there. We don't believe him to claim that this oil is from shicha, only from ma'aser ani, like we just said. We don't believe shicha. Why? Because generally, a poor person wouldn't collect enough olives that are shicha to turn it into olive oil. Usually only when a person has a lot of olives will he turn it into olive oil. And a person who's collecting shicha wouldn't have enough olives where it would benefit him to turn it into olive oil. He would only collect a few olives here or there, or a small little pile, and it wouldn't create enough olive oil for him from shicha. Therefore, we do not believe him in that scenario.